reading today is from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. And if you wish to follow in the Pew Bibles, you'll find it on page 87. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from the heavens. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and to prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you the words and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Welcome, Yvonne.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I want to present you the greetings from all the Bolivian churches, and especially all those who are in the North Potosí. Before I came here, I had the opportunity to be with some of the pastors with some meetings. Also, I want to thank God for providing this opportunity to be with you again. So every single time to be in your church, to be more familiar every single time with faces gives me a joy, because even we are separated in distance, but in heart I think we feel closer. And together we are building the kingdom of God. You are here, we are there, but all together working for Him. I want to give you an update about the North Potosí area. The center is almost finished, part of the first part. We are on the last details. And we are almost ready to start to run some programs. And one of the programs that we want to work in a grassroots level. We are lack of leaders. I think our biggest struggle is to have leaders that are well equipped in order to serve the churches. We are lack of pastors, so in that center we are going to work in the theological aspect, with the emphasis as well in the social component. That's why we have now one of the pastors who we took the opportunity to take him for a couple times, and he's originally from that area. And last week he told me, he came to my office and he said, "Ivan, I want to work in the leadership training program." So thanks God, your efforts are starting to have results. another struggle that we have faced, we have identified, for unfortunately, is with the children. The children in that area are facing a malnutrition situation. So we need to work now with that problem. And through the center, we are thinking to have a program with the mothers, with the families. And it's another thing that we will put emphasis to. And my father is a pastor, he's a journalist, and I have a chance to learn a lot from him. And still we are doing things together, and on Mondays, we have a group with the professional soccer players, and we were spreading the seed to do as well a social impact. So, God willing, in the future, next year, one of the first things that we can do is, according to their time, we want to take these professional soccer players into the area, North Potosí, in order to spend time with the children. And also, we want to train the physical education teachers, like coaching for soccer. And also, some ladies will join us to do other kind of work among the ladies. So we are trying to find links, find partnerships with other people who can help us. And it's a time of process. Nothing happens quickly, but little by little we are starting to take off with the program. Later I will show you, for all those who want to see, some greetings from the people of North Potosí. This morning I want to share about something that I was thinking and reflecting in the in the Bible. Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 says, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." If you go to the verse 17, "So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations." What I want to say this morning is that God always is present in the history, and God always has something to deliver through the generations, through the time. God always has been with his people. And in the time of the Father, he was able to talk to the people through the prophets. The prophets were responsible to say the word of God. And we have his commandments. But after that period was ending, the Father sent the Son, and Jesus Christ was guiding also the people. And also he announced that after his time, another person was coming, was the Holy Spirit. And he was, for example, Jesus Christ was announced even for John the Baptist. And he said, "I will do better. He will do bigger things." God always is being present in the time. And if we can remember along our own history, along the history of this church, God is being present, even in the difficult times. And I remember in my family, for many generations, I thank to God because My grandfather used to be serving the Lord. He was able to go through the mountains on the beast and on a horse, riding a horse, sharing the good news, working. My father, who is a pastor, he was doing the same. And I am in the same process from generation to generation. I'm pretty sure that God was able to deliver something through my grandfather, through my father, and through me. And it's the same situation for all of you, in your families, in your own context, in your church. When Archibald Rickey came to Bolivia in 1898, he was a pioneer. He was able to share the good news, the Word of God, in a different way that we are doing today. In that time, it was difficult to speak in an open way about the love of God. It was prohibited in Bolivia to say that you are Baptist, you are evangelical. The Catholic Church, you have the predominance. But Ricky was able to start a school, a social component. And today, Bolivia is facing a different time. We are a lay country. We are a lay country today. But what it means for us, it means that we have other opportunities, other ways to express our faith, but also we have some risks as well. What it means for us to live in a secular context. For example, today, some of the struggles that we are facing as a church is the Bolivian government is able to have a more economical kind of work, but sometimes it's combining with some other religions. So sometimes in Bolivia we can face there is the priest, there is the pastor, and also there is the Andes religion religious leader. So all mixing together in order to do things. Bolivia is a country that has jumped from the pre-modern era to the post-modern era. We didn't live the modern era. Our industry is very limited. But still, you can go to Bolivia and now the high technology is taking place. We can know what happens here a few minutes after you have been passing through this situation. Or even now, how many of you were aware about Bolivia? Or if we have a new president, everybody was watching. For example, when we have the first native president in the world. Or for example, Brazil. They just elected a woman for the first time in their history. So what I want to say is we are more global. And as we are more global, we are called to announce from generations to generations the Word of God. And through us, through your experience, God has always something to deliver. And let me tell you that the North Potosí region, not all the people, but some of the people that you have met, they remember the teams that you have sent. They remember. Because you were able to deliver different things. You were able to deliver love. You were able to deliver hope. You were able to deliver your help and support. And I don't know how this journey together will end up, but something that I am pretty sure that we are bringing to this area is hope and change. The Bolivian society is changing. The church is changing. Actually, we are facing some struggles. We have churches that are growing, but churches that are dying. So, simply because those who are succeeding is because they are understanding the context, what it means to be relevant for them in the place they are acting. Or why some churches are starting to decline, simply because they are not understanding their own context. I don't know about your own context here, but truly, I think the promise of the Lord is that the church of God will survive. Nothing will make it perish because he's in the middle. He has you. He has me. We are the hands. We are the feet. We are the people. And every single commitment that we are doing for the Lord. So if I am every single time, I need to remember myself that it's not because of me, it's not because of my family or of my legacy. It's because of him. Because I have received the love and the mercy and the hope from him. And then I have to pass on to others as well the blessing I have received. And I have we have received your blessing, brothers and sisters, from your church, from your efforts. And we are the channel. We are canalizing this blessing to others who are in need. God always has something to deliver from generation to generations. I don't know still how many years this church has. But if I can imagine how many people was blessed in this place. And if I can imagine how many people will get to know to the Lord because of you, because of your efforts, because of your love. Outside of this place, I'm pretty sure that there is a lot of people in need. Outside of my own very close family, there are my relatives. You have your relatives that as well. Possible they don't have this opportunity to know him. But still, we are the ones who are called to serve him from generation to generation. And God always has something to deliver. I am thinking and I'm praying for the next stage that I am processing in Bolivia for the STEP agreement, because we want to honor first place God, and we want to honor your efforts. We want to honor him together. So every single effort that we are doing is for the cause of the Lord. Today, in this generation, I am thinking in Bolivia about the struggles we are facing. Many people are going overseas, seeking for a better life, seeking for a better opportunity of work, and they leave their families. But we didn't think about in the social cost that we will face. Families that are divorced, a separation. We have children that are there in the high risk to be abused in many ways. Our societies, the crime is growing. For example, we are starting to face some issues with gangs. All the things that the cities as they grow, they have to face. But what is the answer as a church for these issues? What can we deliver to them? How we can show the love? How we can show the hope? So I want to invite you to think in your own context. What are your personal struggles? What are the struggles this neighborhood has, this society has? What is meaningful for this generation? What kind of legacy we want to leave to our children? In Cochabamba, where I live, global warming is affecting us. Cochabamba, we used to have 28 degrees at most, but it's very easy to have 30, 31 degrees. The nature is crying, the nature is changing. So I am thinking, it's in my hands. I think we are not able to resolve all the problems, but still, what is in my hand? What is in your hand? What kind of legacy I am able to deliver? But I am truly that God always has something to deliver through us. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for your love. Because through these generations, through many generations, you have been present in this world with love, with mercy, with compassion, providing for the humanity one opportunity after another, after another. And as your church, we want to ask for your guidance, for your mercy, and for your love. We want to be your people. We want to be that generations of priests that are called to announce the good news, and to be the light into the world. Thank you, Father, for this church, for the commitment, for their love, for every single effort they are doing, not only here in Canada, in their own community, but also for the commitment and the love that they have expressed to Bolivia along these years. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to partnership together, to work together, to serve you together. And as we know each other every single time, more and more, may this love, may this relationship grow as well for your glory and because of you. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.